Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Habibi qulubina wa tabibi nufusina Abil Qasim Muhammad. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
The topic for today is how to communicate with your parents. Communication in itself is an art. It is a skill. Just like an artist has to learn how to paint, it is a skill that not everybody has. So what we're going to do is talk to you for a little while just about communication. Is communication a big word? Communication, in other words, means how to talk to your parents. Is that simpler? Right. So, first little while we're going to talk about communication, and after that we will talk about how to communicate with your parents. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of you living in this world are successful, and also in the hereafter, that you all become good young men and women, and that some of you, if not all of you, would be among the soldiers and friends and followers of the 12th Imam. In communication, basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to paint a picture that's inside of your mind for the other individual. You know how you take pen and paper and you paint a picture or you draw a picture? That picture, where did it exist before? If you are not looking at something, it existed in your mind, right? You paint that picture from the picture that is in your mind, and then you draw it on a piece of paper and then you show it to other people. Right or no? Depending how good you are in drawing the picture, that's how real it's going to be, as real it is in your mind. So a person who is a good communicator is able to express himself or herself of their emotions, of their thoughts, of their knowledge, of their wants very precisely and nicely and in a way that the other person can understand. If you just, you know how when we were young in kindergarten, anybody in kindergarten? Junior kindergarten? Grade 1? Yes. So in grade 1 or in junior kindergarten, they would give you a piece of paper, but on there you would just be able to make two squiggly lines, right? And your teacher would ask, what is this? Now you can make up anything on those two squiggly lines. You can say this is CN Tower, you could say this is a fish, you could say this is a house, this is my mother, this is my father, right? It's just two squiggly lines. But as you grow older, you start becoming more precise. You will start making the eyes, the ears, the nose, the lips and so forth, and things become a lot clearer for the person who's looking at that picture that you have drawn. So what you have to understand is that this is something that you have to learn. You have to learn to be a good communicator. Not everybody can do that, just like not everybody can become an artist. 30% of your communication is verbal and 70% is your body language. Out of the 30%, only 8% is the words that you end up choosing. If you take 8 out of 30, how much do you get?
22.
Yeah, 22, right? That's good. So 22% of that 30% is actually your tone of voice. Like you can say, you know, it's the same sentence. Where are you going? Right? Same words. Where are you going? And you could also say, where are you going? The first sentence that I said, where are you going? Here's a question, and it's very polite, and the other person will respond back very nicely. Where are you going? That question, it is still a question, but the person listening to it will not respond very nicely. They will say, what is it to you? Wherever I am going. Right? But when I say, where are you going? They, oh, I'm going to the, you know, school, or I'm going to shopping. It will be much nicer response. If the response that comes back on the second question, is it the fault of the audience or is it the fault of the person saying that sentence? For example, if the other person gets upset, who are you going to blame? Are you going to blame the person listening to that sentence or are you going to blame the person saying that sentence?
Same.
You started it, right? So you started, I'm just finishing. So the tone of voice is actually 22% of your verbal communication. And the 70%, now, where are you going? This is one thing. Where are you going? Right? Now, you see, like, my body language in the second sentence, is it going to make the other person upset or no? Yes or no?
No.
Where are you going?
Yes.
Yes or no? It will make that other person a bit upset. Unless they're very patient and, you know, very calm and they have control over their nerves and they are, you know, very muttaki parezgar or somebody out of this world, they will not get upset. Now the body language that you end up using is 70% of that communication. Give you an example. Your mother asks you to come and help her do the dishes. What do you say? Yes, mother, I'm coming. Right? If you happen to be in front of your mom, I'm coming. Yes. It's two different things, right? In the first, body language was, you're willing, you appreciate, you want to wash the dishes. In the second, you're not willing, you feel that it is a burden and you don't want to wash the dishes. If your mother gets upset in the second situation, can you blame her?
No.
You can't blame her. Oh, why are you getting upset with me? I told you I'm going to come and wash the dishes. Didn't I say? I said I will come and wash the dishes. Why do you have to get upset with me? So in reality, the body language that you use to say something is 70% of impact. See? So far so good? Yes? Okay. This is just something, little bit of general information for you guys. Okay? Now because we have different audience here, I have one year, grade 1, I have up to grade 1 to probably people graduated from university 10 years ago. I'm sorry. So there's a whole different crowd here, so we're going to try to make sure, and communication becomes difficult because you have to speak or you have to communicate on the level of the audience. Person listening to you, if I start you know, using big words and words that are difficult for you to understand, you will not, like, even though I am saying the things that are right, but you will not be able to understand. So this is another part of communication, that you have to speak at the level of that particular individual. Other, you have to use the same language. حال شما خوبه شما خوب هستید الان میخواییم با شما صحبت کنیم درباره سخن گفتن. Will communication happen? Communication will not happen. It will only happen to one or two individuals who are able to speak Farsi. If you are talking to your mom or dad and they happen to maybe not be as fluent as you are in English, since you were maybe born here or raised here and you know. And you can't blame them for not being so fluent. I mean, they were not born here, they were not raised here. You try to speak Urdu like they do. Aap Urdu bol, you will start talking Urdu like a Canadian person learns Urdu. You know, you'll be using like accent, your accent will be so funny when you start speaking Urdu. If I ask one of you to start speaking Urdu, and the people who know Urdu, they will be like, yeah, questions. You guys, on the other side, when they are speaking English and they have an accent, or they're not able to speak fluently, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. So, if you're speaking in English, you know, like, for example, I'm going to go chill with my friends. And your parents are thinking, chill, refrigerator, why is he going to go and, you know, sit down in the refrigerator for? Well, why does he need to do that? Right? Or this game is sick, you know? And game sick? How can game be sick? I mean, are you feeling okay? You want to go to the doctor? You know, there's so many different words that you guys use. Like, I don't want to go into too much. Some of them are not coming into my mind at the moment. But you're using these words that they're not familiar with. So, will communication happen? No. Whenever there is gaps, like these are general things, whenever there are gaps, you will not be able to express what you feel or you are thinking, and the other person will not be able to understand. What will be the end result? What would be the end result? Frustration. You will get frustrated with your parents, and then in frustration you will say, oh, you don't understand me. Have you guys used this word before? Or this sentence? You don't understand me. And then what do you think the parents are saying? You don't understand me. So both are not understanding each other. Obviously the end result is going to be frustration. It's going to be anger. It's going to be alienation. You're going to alienate yourself from your parents. Or your parents, whenever they speak to you, they will be shouting and screaming. When communication is not happening, then the need to shout comes. Anger comes. If you're not listening to me, please sit down nicely, quietly. Didn't listen. I told you, sit down nicely, politely. Not listening. Third time, what do you think is going to happen? Anger. And that anger might become physical as well. Why does it happen? It's because there's a gap in communication and frustration is happening, and the end result is anger. And also this feeling that you are alone, that your parents do not understand you. Why do we feel lonely? We feel lonely when nobody understands you. If somebody understands you, you don't feel lonely anymore. Right? So you feel that your parents don't understand, you feel lonely in the house. So what do you want? You want to have company of those people who understand you. What are those people? They might be John Smith, Frank, you know, other names like John, Mo, Jack, you know, Jeff. It might be those people. Oh, Jeff understands me so well. Or Sukhjinder or Parminder or Ajinder or, you know, they understand me so well, but you don't understand me. Why did Tajinder understand you? Tajinder did not make you from 0 to 8, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20, 25 years old. Tajinder wasn't there. So then you get into the company of your friends and you tend to think that they love you more than your parents. Because with understanding, if you understand me, automatically emotions would come. Understanding brings what emotion? Yes.
Sadness?
No, no, no. Understanding brings?
Sadness.
Love. Love is not a bad word. Understanding brings? Love. And not understanding brings? Anger and hate. So what happens? Now you're getting further and further away from your parents. And to whom are you going closer to? The Jinder. Or Paramji. Guess what's going to happen to Fatima? Guess what's going to happen to Zainab? Guess what's going to happen to Muhammad? Eventually, as they get closer and closer to Paramjit and Tajinder, they are going to also become Paramjit and Tajinder. And this Fatima, this Zainab, these beautiful names are going to get changed. And you will find Muhammad being Mo, Jafar being Jeff, you know. Muslim names, they are going to be non-Muslim names. So what happens is this gap increases. The other thing is, the level of understanding of your parents is built up in a country which you did not live in. And they lived in a time which you did not live in. So their time was different than your time. And because of this reason, generation gap comes in. I have generation gap with you guys. Even though you think that, you know, you can relate to me, but in a way you can't. When I went to high school, that was a long time ago, I think it was 91 or 92. Yes, long time. 91, 92, when I went to high school, that high school was totally different than the high schools you guys are going to. That world was totally different. 92, 91 was a world without internet. It was a world without iPhones. It was a world without PS3s and Xbox and Blu-ray and
Facebook.
Huh? Facebook and Twitter or whatever you guys, BlackBerry and Bluetooth and MSN and all of these things. That world did not have those things. And even though not much time has passed, I mean, if you think about it, you know, 92 is what? How 18 years ago. But in this 18 years, the world has changed as if it was 100 years. So your parents who were in the 50s, who were in the 60s, who were in the 70s, their world and your world is centuries apart. And such has become a gap that it seems that they're from a different planet and you are from a different planet. So because of this reason, there is a generation gap. So how to come over this generation gap? Understanding and compromise has to be on both sides. Your parents have to compromise, and so you have to compromise. They have to come halfway, and you have to come halfway. Without that, this gap will not finish. Maslan, I live in Brampton, you live in Pickering. For us to finish this distance, what does have to happen? Either I have to come all the way here, or you have to come all the way there, or we can meet halfway. For me to come from Brampton all the way here is difficult. For you to go from here to Brampton is difficult, but for us to come in the middle way, it's
easier.
That's why the program over there is for parents and the program over here is for youths. So far so good?
Yes.
Now, can you disrespect your parents in this world?
No.
You can disrespect your parents if you're not a Muslim. If you're not a Muslim, go ahead, disrespect your parents. Why do you think Kafirs who are Christians or Jews or you are Sikhs or Hindus? Old man, how are you doing? Hey John, what's up? No? They swear at their parents. They shout at their parents. They hit their parents. They leave their parents in old age homes and never come back to see if they're alive or dead. You know how many people are in their 60s, 65, 70 years old? Their sons and daughters have thrown them in like a hotel. They don't even call them. Even like months go by and they're waiting for their call. They leave the house. Oh, I'm 16, I'm 17. You go, I'm going out. I'm going to go live on my own. You can do all of that if you're not a Muslim. As a Muslim, it's forbidden. It's haram. It is a sin which is punishable. By short age in this world and a massive punishment in the hereafter. You want to live long? If you want to live long, you have to start respecting your parents. If you disrespect them, your lifespan, if it was 60, it would be 50 or 40. On the day of judgment, the punishment is massive. Salat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى محمد. I understand this for 1 hour. I just started. Like 15, 20, how long ago was it? 30 minutes?
No. 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. We have so much time. No, obviously, one of the other things for communication, it is necessary that you only take enough time for the individuals to be involved or attentive. If it goes too long, it's no good. Okay. You have to respect your parents. You cannot show anger from your body language, you cannot show anger from your talk, you cannot swear at your parents, you cannot shout at your parents, you cannot disobey your parents. Yeah, I'm losing you guys because I have heard this a million times. If you are Muslim, you're not allowed to do these things. Just like you're not allowed to drink. Are you allowed to drink?
No.
No. If you're not a Muslim, drink.
Drink what?
Are you allowed to eat pork?
No.
Steak. Are you allowed to eat pork? You're not allowed. As a Muslim, you're not allowed. If you're not Muslim, go ahead. I don't know. As a Muslim, there are certain things that you have to do, and part of those certain things that you have to do is you cannot disrespect your parents. Would you like to find out if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you? Would you like to find out? Ask your dad when you see him. Ask your dad whether he's happy with you. If he says, I am happy with you, that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. You want to go to heaven? Yes? You should go home and ask your mother if she is happy with you. If she is, you will go to heaven. If she is not, there is no way you will go to heaven. No way. Not just heaven, you will die as a kafir. You will not die as a Muslim. And you now thinking, "Hum toh bade mazloom hain, we are so oppressed. All the power belongs to our parents, and they are like this, they are like that. All the power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to those whom He has given the power, it belongs to them.
As well.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them power. And one day, guess what? You have power. One day will come when you will have the same power. Power doesn't mean that you abuse it. Power means that you use it for the good. You don't abuse power, but you use it for the good. And the parents, they are the only being in this world that want the best for you. Regardless how much they shout and scream and, you know, whatever they say, they are the ones who want the best for you. No one else in this world. Now when you're communicating to them, make sure you keep this level of respect, and if you do, they will listen to you. You know what happens? We don't keep this level of respect and we expect them to listen to us. Dad, can I go with my friends? Why are you going? I need to do some schoolwork. What kind of schoolwork? There's a science project that we need to do. Can you not do it at home? No, Dad, I could do it at home, but I need to go because I need help from that person. Is it okay? If you say it is okay, I will go. If you say no, I won't go. Guess what's going to happen? Your father's going to say, beta jao, bismillah. Bismillah jao. Most likely. Try it sometimes. What will happen is, if you said, you know, I'm going to go to my friend's house, your dad says, why? What do you mean, why? I have to go because I have a science project. Most likely the answer is going to be?
No.
No. Communication is like selling. Communication is like selling. Like for example, you know, a good salesperson can sell even ice to an Eskimo. Right? Eskimo, you got it? Inuit. The Canadians, they're the ones who are Canadians. The rest of the people are all immigrants. So a good salesperson can sell ice to Canadians. You go into Antarctica, you go in the north, in Alaska, there's plenty of ice. But a good salesperson can sell them ice. If you're not able to convince your parents of something, the fault lies mostly, where?
Body language,
choice of words, what else?
Volume,
tone of voice. And try this as for, like, my son, he started this, and he's going to be a good salesman. Can I go to the park, yes or no? This is what. Can I play computer, yes or no? He's like, can I play this game, yes or no? In the end of his question, he always puts yes or no. And now I'm like, yes? But you know, he doesn't leave the room, he doesn't put an open-ended question. Right? He's like, yes or no? So most of the time I'm saying yes. If you are good in sales, if you're good in communication, you will be able to convince others to do whatever that you want. It is a skill. And if you are failing in that, it is because the fault is with us. And you can change that. You can acquire that skill. For example, Dad, would you like me to do my homework? So another scenario. And I'm not teaching you these tricks so that, you know, you're going to start getting whatever you want from your parents. No. This is just to help you out in your family life, some practical example. Dad, would you like me to do my homework? Guess what answer is going to be? Yes, son. So you want me to do my homework? Yes, son. In order for me to do my homework, I need to go visit my friend. Is it possible? Can I go? What do you think the answer is going to be?
Yes.
Yes, because he said yes.
Twice.
Most likely, the third time he's going to say? Yes. The more yeses that you can get, Mom, do you love me? Yes? So you love me, right? Yes? You want my happiness? Yes? So, this person is someone that I would like for you to go to their house and ask for my rishta. Is that okay?
Rishta
pata bhi aap chote na bolenge, aapko I want you to go to this person's house for my proposal. What do you think the answer is going to be? Yes, okay beta, I'll go. Or you can say, what do you think about that person, mom? Or she's a very nice person. You know, isn't she like a person, a daughter that you would like to have? Oh yes, she's like, I would like to have her as a daughter. Well, can you go to that person's house and propose on my behalf? Guess what the answer is going to be?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
See, this is the reason why this happens is because we don't know. Communication is a science. It's an art. It's a skill. Okay? You have to remain in the level of respect that your parents have. And the more respect you will show them, the more they will love you. Open the channels of communication. Tell them your secrets. Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam, he said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He says that the key to the house of all evils is lying. The key to the house of all evils is lying. Lying is haram, it's forbidden. If you've done something wrong, the best thing is to tell the truth. That is the best thing. The best thing you can do for yourself is to tell the truth. If you do not tell the truth and you lie to your parents, guess what's going to happen? You would open up the door of all evils. For example, it's possible that some of you here have stolen. Good thing we're not living in Saudi Arabia, or else the hands, fingers would be. Some of you might have stolen. Your mom's purse is right there. Oh, no one's looking. You know when you say no one's looking, who's looking?
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, no one's looking, I'll take the $20. The mom comes, $20 guy, man, it's not there. Bete, $20 se kidhar gaye? I don't know what that means is that you know, but you are actually telling a lie. Next time your mom sees that comic book or that game in your room which she did not buy you and you don't work. So she asks you, where did you get this from? Oh, I got it from John Smith. Guess what's happening now? If you had just admitted at that time, Mom, sorry. I'm so sorry, I actually did take the money. I'm so sorry. Guess what's going to happen? Your mom would have said, okay, baby, you know, don't do that again. Lying, stealing is wrong. Don't do it again. Right? Here, I'm not defending your parents. I'm not trying to defend your parents. Your parents might be good people, and they might not be good people, but they're still your parents. And if you think, oh, my parents are not very good, hello, what about you? You consider yourself to be the best person? No, I mean, You can't, it's not like, oh, my parents are no good. What about you? See, again, lying is completely out of the question. No matter what you've done, if you've seen drugs, you whatever, the worst thing possible that you can think about. Whatever the worst possible thing is, you cannot lie. Your life would be a lot easier if you just always tell the truth. Okay? So far okay? We'll give you about 10 to 15 minutes for questions. And It could be from what I have said, and it could be something which I haven't said. Good questions. And you are asking, my friend wanted to know that. No. If you want to know, just say you want to know. If he does not ask for forgiveness from their parents first, and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not go to hell.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't ask his parents forgiveness, even if he asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he dies that way and the mother is unhappy, slim chance. Any questions? Yes.
What if you know the lie will get you in trouble even though you didn't do anything wrong? What if someone says, are you a Muslim? I mean, if you know you reply, I'm a Muslim, something bad will happen.
That's okay.
Like if you say around a bunch of like Wahhabis, they say, are you Wahhabi or are you Shia? And let's say, oh, I'm like you, I'm Wahhabi, or do you have to say I'm
Shia? No, you say I'm Shia. What's going to happen? We're in Canada.
Yeah.
Are you going to say...
No, there's some circumstances where they will attack.
There's no circumstances.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the best.
No, see, the thing is, you always... Lying is started with very little things, you know? Like, the phone rings, you pick up the phone, there's a person who your parents don't want to speak to, say, Mama, Fatima's on the phone, and your mother says, oh, I don't want to talk to her, just tell her I'm not home.
Your parents told you to say that.
Right, so what happens is that you now are in a position where you have lied. Right? And you started with a small lie, and then eventually you're going to learn to lie big lies. Don't even lie, even if it's a small lie, even if the circumstances forcing you to lie, don't lie. It's better to take those consequences, it's better to take that punch on the face than to lie. Yes. Yes, your question.
But
what if you did something wrong and you don't tell your parents?
Does that
count in lying? If you did something wrong and you don't tell them that you have done something wrong, you might not tell them because you are banking on the fact that they will not find out. And don't bank on that because they will find out. So it is better for them to find out from you than for them to find out from someone else. So you should tell them.
I do that.
Sorry?
I usually do.
Yeah, you usually do. That's very true. That's very good. It's the best thing. Yeah, it is the best thing. And you guys should learn from him. Those people who sometimes don't do it, you should learn from that brother. Yes.
Well, when you're older, where would your parents go if you have brothers?
Sorry?
Like, you said when you're older you take care of your parents. Then where would they go if you have brothers?
If you have other brothers or sisters who can take care of your parents and you know that they can take care of them, you want to do some other things, but still, you need to keep in touch with them. You need to make sure that you are remembering them, giving them gifts and so forth. You still can't say, Allah, my brother is going to take care of you and I will see you next year. No, you have to keep in touch. And your posture when you're talking to your parents, in Quran it is that you should bow down. Don't talk to your parents like this. I'm not coming for dinner. Mom, I don't feel hungry, I'm not coming for dinner. Your body language should not be aggressive. Yes.
Can you talk about the different relationships you should have with your parents between ages 0, 7, 7, 14, 14, 15?
That is something that Morana is probably talking about to the parents. 0 to 7, that you guys are supposed to be kings and queens and princesses and
you still can't lie.
Exactly. But that 0 to 7, that doesn't mean that, you know, you have a blank check and you can do whatever. No, they are going to still tell you what to do, but they're going to tell you like you're a king. 7 to 14, what are you? Slaves. You know, in Gladiator, the slave that became a gladiator, that became a king. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. It's opposite. You are a king, and then you become a slave. 7 to 14, your parents will tell you what to do in a firm tone of voice and words, and if you don't do it, there will be repercussions and punishments and discipline. 14 to 21, now you've become a friend. You are going to talk to your parents as you talk to your friends. But you should not. Sorry, I'll take this back. You can go home. What's up, dog? You can't go and suck. You still have to keep the level of respect, but you are able to share a lot more things with your parents as you share with your friends. It might be your inner emotions, it might be the things like, you know, they are changes in your body, it might be, you know, your issues, you can talk to them. Where do we come? For 21, right? After 21, you are a wazir now. You're an advisor. Advisor means that your parents are wanting to do something. They are looking to buy a house. They ask you for advice. You give them advice, but you don't. Oh, if you're not going to listen to my advice, that's it. I'm not with you in buying this house. No. You advise them. If they accept it, wonderful. If they didn't accept, you can't force them. Like, I would like to advise you to have me married to that particular individual. That's fine. You can advise them. But don't take them all because you didn't listen to my advice that, you know, now you're going to be upset with them. No. It's still their choice.
Your parents advise you, or you advise your parents?
You are an advisor to the parents.
So they don't tell you anything from that point on, or what?
Advisor? No, your parents still tell you. The king tells the advisor what to do. The advisor also tells the king what to do. But the king's order is an order, and advisor's is an advice. That's it. Their power does not go away until they are your parents. They have this power given to them by Allah. Yes.
Second question is that if you have an elder brother and he's disobeying or disrespecting the parents, what should the younger brother do?
Yeah. The one thing is that you should learn from your elder brother. Meaning what? That you will not disrespect your parents as he's disrespecting them. Second thing is that you tell your elder brother in a way that he still feels that he's elder. You don't tell your elder brother as if you are elder than him. You still tell him that, listen, you know, maybe not listen, you are my elder brother and I'm looking up to you. And, you know, I see you shouting at mom. And it's a very bad impression on me. I am confused. If you can get away with it, I might do it too. So please, you know, don't do that. I'm telling you as your younger brother. And you still have to make him feel that he is older than you. If you make him feel that he's younger than you, communication is not going to happen. Love is not going to be the end product. What will be the end product? Anger and hate. Whenever good communication happens, the end product is always love and good feelings. Rainbows.
So, what if you did something And the parents ask you what you did, and you misunderstand the question, and you give a different response.
Exactly.
The parents think you're lying.
Exactly.
How do you...
Yeah. So, if your father told you something, it's better to paraphrase it. To make sure that you are on the same page, paraphrasing is a very good habit. You know what I mean by paraphrasing? Like you ask me a question, so actually if I understand you correctly, your question is that if your parents tell you something, see if I had paraphrased I would have understood the question a lot better. If your parents say something to you and you don't really understand what they're saying and you still end up doing it, is right? That was the question.
No, I don't know. What I mean is if you tell your parents ask you a question, you misunderstand, you give a different answer.
Right. Your parents ask you a question and you misunderstood them and you gave them a different answer, is that considered as lying? Is that your question?
Yes.
See? Now communicate, now I can answer his question. But what I did is I paraphrased first. I paraphrased his question, so when he heard it from me, what I understand, now I can answer his question. So when your dad is asking you a question, if you do not paraphrase, you might be giving a different answer, which it's not considered lying because you did not understand it. So when communication is not happening really well, there is misunderstandings, which can result into gaps. Are you guys doing okay? Should we finish?
I think so, we finish.
Yes? How about we ask two more questions and then we finish?
No.
Two more questions. Do you guys have any more questions? Okay, so this is, in the end, I just want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedules. I'm sure you had a lot of other things to do and games to play and so forth. And even though if you were forced by your parents to come here, I still appreciate you listening to them. Even if you were forced, that is still kudos for you, is still praise for you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in a way that you become the daughters and sons that will make your parents proud. That you become a source of happiness for them, a source of izzat, respect for them, honor for them. And inshallah ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, you will be able to do that. May He bless you, may He help you, and that you guys keep your faith strong and alive in this world that you live in. And that we are waiting for the 12th Imam to come. And those people who will obey their parents will definitely be in the army of the 12th Imam. Do not think that you can disobey your parents and still be in the army of the 12th Imam. May inshallah that he come as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqq. Wa tawasaw bil-sabr.